different than the College of Veterinary Medicine? Like, you guys work pretty much round the clock, right? All year round.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, the hospital is year round, all season. So, you know, we have semesters with the undergraduate students, but the hospital is going year round.
All right. Well, we have you on here today, kind of a timely topic here. We're going to be talking about winter preparations for calving season. And, you know, we haven't seen a lot of cold weather just yet. It was a little chilly this morning, but it won't be too long before we're going to see that, the real nasty winter weather. And it's important that livestock producers have plans in place, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it was an eye-opener this morning, even just for me. I had some water trough freeze up at 5 o'clock trying to get that broke and hoses fixed and all that kind of thing. And we've been pretty lax, you know, 70, 80 degree weather. Well, not 80, but certainly 70s and feeling awful nice. You know, not too long ago, it seems like this time of year, right about now, we had a prolonged sub-zero type weather, you know, and it can hit all of a sudden. We know it's going to hit. It is wintertime, and so it's just one of those things, being prepared. And I always say, you know, there's really not much new. There's just a lot that gets forgotten, you know, so it's kind of one of those to plan for. And the fall has been a little difficult in that, you know, we're seeing some respiratory disease and some intestinal coccidia and some calves. And what we see is this up and down. You know, it's a nice warm day for us, really tough on livestock. And so calves that, you know, could typically kick through a diarrhea or dehydration, you know, they're set up with that warm wind and they're kind of on the edge of a dehydration anyway, and any kind of sickness really sets them off. And so this up and down, warm and cool and cold, and then a little bit of wet makes it a little bit difficult to get things going. Knowing that, you know, we're setting up to know winter's coming and it's going to be a long haul. And so some basic preparations need to be in place, and we need to remind ourselves of those.
And obviously, it's important to have feed available. What kind of feed would you recommend here as we head into the winter months?
Well, let's see. So mainly, fortunately, you know, for most, we had a pretty nice growing season and harvest time, so we should have some pretty good quality feed hay-wise. Some guys are putting up some mixed things, some silages, and those kind of things coming into the winter. If some have tested, you know, their feed, their hay, they kind of have a better idea of how much protein and energy are in those. Knowing some of these silages, they know kind of what's going into them. So there's going to be a difference. And what we kind of plan for is the temperature falling, looking at our cattle body condition, knowing the days and the duration as well as the wind chills. That gives us, you know, we talk about that as a lower critical temperature threshold, at least in the winter. There's a summer one as well. And what that means is below a neutral zone, cattle need energy just to generate body heat. That doesn't include, you know, feeding this calf that's growing or producing milk later on. That's just extra energy needed to go into that animal to provide heat. And you can calculate that based on body condition, hair coat, moisture, you know, wind chills, those kind of things. We get a number. And so if we know what our protein and energy content is in that feed, we can estimate how many more pounds to feed per day, per head. And we know that. So if we've done some preparation early on and we know what we've got to feed, then we can calculate those a little bit easier and on the fly. You know, so as things fall and we start going in there, we can predict how long it's going to be cold, how much wind, how much moisture, and we can make a plan for that. And so, again, it's going to be different types of feed, but knowing for certainly hay as well as any supplements are going to go into those animals. Knowing what you have is important, and where it's stored and how to get to it. You know, so delivery, okay, is going to be another thing. So we know what we've got, what the energy is, how much extra we're going to feed, how are we going to get it to them, and where are we going to put it? And so trying to get it to areas where we can rotate, because we know we got some calves that are going to be coming, and we don't want to congregate too much all at once, and then that creates a little bit higher concentration of manure and pathogens. So if we know how we're going to deliver it, where we're going to deliver it, and how much to feed beforehand, going into winter, I think that's important.
Obviously, make sure water is available is very important. You don't want it to freeze, so you want to have a plan in place there, too.
Yep, that was my fun time this morning. So what we've seen in the past is, you know, we see outbreaks where it looks like a neurologic disease, but oftentimes in the winter, we find that water can be a culprit. It has to be able to stay thawed, but also delivered in a timely fashion. Cattle that are away from water for days on end, then fed a lot of water, will result in a disease called, we call water toxicity, which is a bad thing to have. Delivery of water, available water. Know your water sources. Are they safe? Are they trusty? You know, are they dependable? Are important ponds and as well as automatic water type systems.
Okay. What about I've seen some reports here that it's important also to have colostrum ready. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. So this kind of, I think, leads into our next topic, which we'll go here in a little while. But this feed preparation, the knowing what we've got, is vital to having that cow put that energy into developing a good quality colostrum that she's going to be able to feed that calf. So if she's having to put all that energy into just maintaining body heat, you know, that's not good. But we know what we've got going in. So, and then she's going to put that energy into having good quality colostrum that she's going to store. And then when that calf's born, she's going to have plenty of healthy nutrients to feed that calf. And the colostrum is the very most important feeding for that calf. It's all of its immunity in one swoop, you know, for that first early part of life. And that's how they fight pathogens. So.
Okay.
Very important.
You're speaking with Dr. Matt Meisner, clinical professor and section head of livestock services at the College of Veterinary Medicine. It's interesting. You talked about water toxicity here just a moment ago. I didn't realize that was could be such a big deal here. But so that happens from overconsumption if they don't have it for a few days.
Right. So what happens is if they haven't had it, the osmolality in the blood changes. Sodium contents and those kind of things. It kind of shifts between the central nervous system and the circulatory system. Now, you take a big gulp of a lot of water all of at once, and those electrolyte shifts and water shifts change off, and it causes some neurologic disease as well as potential red blood cell breakdown and those kind of things. And it's a really acute, severe toxicity that leads to death most of the time, and it can be a large number all at once.
Hmm. Okay, so definitely don't want that to happen.
Right.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Meisner after the break here. We're talking winter preparation here for calving season. More after this on News Radio KMAN.